is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the
greenbacks tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USAPrepares.com, and we're broadcasting live high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. It just rained last night. Boy, that was great. Alex is producing the broadcast in Minnesota. And what a great week we had this week. We introduced Chad Thompson and discussed spirulina for your survival. On Wednesday, Dr. Norman Shuley and I discussed depression. And I suggest you consider downloading that podcast if you have anyone that might be depressed in your family. And on Wednesday afternoon, Dan DeBone was with us. He's a Bell Lab Systems engineer, and we discussed electromagnetic radiation and the steps that you can take to avoid its deadly effects for you and your children. And the free podcasts on the GCN morning classes at USAPrepares.com on the website. This afternoon, Gary Williams is going to be interviewing me about my thoughts on survival. And this afternoon, right after the broadcast, we've got a meetup, Growing Superfoods, Super Mushrooms, How to Do It for Your Consumption with Elizabeth Brown. Ziggy's at the Lamplighter, 5:30, Springfield, Missouri. Now, seminars are free if you decide that you'd like to come to the meetup. And if you'd like to have dinner with us, you may. Dinner's optional. If you'd like to have dessert, a beverage, it's all right there. And you may be seeing Brady Bartolini, Len Pence, Chad Thompson, Doug Brethauer, and a few of our other instructors at the meetup tonight. Coming up next, our newest instructor, Eric Lancaster. He's the Executive Vice President of Terraganics, and we're going to be discussing Survival Gardening 101. And you've heard the ads for Terraganics on GCN. And now you're going to get a chance to meet the Executive Vice President of Terraganics.com. And Eric is going to talk to us about how to amend our soils and grow real foods, nutritious foods, the way you need to consider gardening to survive the collapse that's ahead of us. It's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAPrepares.com. So if you'd like to contact Eric or another instructor, just go to the website, USAPrepares.com. Eric, you know, Eric, welcome.
Oh, thank you.
You know, I was getting right into my thoughts, and it's kind of all running together. And I wanted to mention to you that I have a wonderful friend by the name of Gabriele Rossi, and he's the godfather of vinifera grapes in the United States. And he did what everyone prior said was impossible. He brought European grapes to the United States. And in the 1990s, I asked him if it was difficult to make good wine. And he said, it's easy with great grapes. It's impossible with poor quality grapes. So the point of that, and going forward many years, is that it seems to me that it's impossible to have a great survival garden without great soil. What are your thoughts, Eric?
Oh, I'd agree completely.
Yeah.
Soil is where everything comes from for a plant. Yeah, so if you have poor quality soil, you're going to have a real hard time growing nice plants.
I totally agree. So Eric, tell us a little bit about Terraganics.
Well, we are a kind of an interesting mix of people. I always think of those hair club commercials. You know, I'm not only a user, I'm a client. You know, I'm president, I'm a client, yeah. That type of thing. We started using EM1 products. Oh, two of my partners back in the mid-90s. Mm-hmm. One of us is a poultry farmer. Another one has a high-tech background. Our CEO has a high-tech background, you know, working for HP and stuff. And I learned about this because my wife's Japanese and the product's originally from Japan. And way back when, her parents brought over a bottle of bacteria. I mean, imagine if you tried doing that today.
Oh, man.
Brought over a bottle of bacteria, man. And said, here, we're going to teach you how to use this. And they brought over a book that was recently translated in English and said, read this. I read it and everything clicked. You know, so it's kind of been since 96 that we've been plugging along, moving, you know, teaching people about the importance of soils and the importance of microorganisms, and it's been really fun, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Fascinating.
Well, Eric, let's take a step back then. I guess what you're saying that bacteria and microorganisms are beneficial for good soil health. Now, let's take a step back and go to where we've been trained to go, spray insecticides, pesticides, and so forth on our gardens. Now, what does that do to the soil?
Actually, most of your, especially your synthetic products, kill your organisms, not only your microorganisms, but other organisms. Like if you go to a farm that is basically heavily chemically dependent, you'd have a really hard time even finding worms in the soil. Yeah, and worms are essential because they drill through the soil and they aerate the soil. And what's funny is worms eat bacteria. So if you don't have any worms, that means you don't have any bacteria, or you may have the wrong type of bacteria growing in there, which leads directly to diseases. Right? And the reason that you get diseases and the reason that you get pest problems are because your plants are deficient in certain nutrients, and you know they could be getting some of these diseases by some of these bacteria that are in the soil that you know we would call pathogens. So if you can break the chain of everything going downhill and start from you know your basically cleanses your palate or your foundation, which would be your soil. Get your soil up, nutrient-rich, high in microbial life, your diseases and pest problems are going to almost disappear.
Fascinating. You know, I'm thinking about a fish tank. And when I was a child, I had a fish tank. And I think many of us did over the period of our lives, or someone in the family did. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we'd want to make sure that the water in that fish tank was clean and healthy, so that the fish would be healthy. And you know, without clean water, without healthy water, you didn't have healthy fish, and they would die. And it seems to me that it is exactly the same scenario with soil.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, in fish, one of the big things is that their waste gets concentrated in the water. Right, so you end up with high levels of ammonia. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Ammonia can suffocate the animal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it also increases the growth of algae. So then you end up getting a green tank. Then
mm-hmm.
that starts to break down and rot, and then you get this stinky, mucky mess. I think by then your fish are usually dead. But
mm-hmm.
you know, it's this cycle that kind of happens, and anybody that's had an aquarium could relate with this and just say, you know, it started and then it was just before I knew it, it was just going and there was, you know, the fish were dead, the thing stunk, the whole thing was slimy, you know, and part of that had to do with they either put too many fish in or they didn't keep the water clean enough, they didn't aerate enough. You know, it's very similar in soils. If there's not enough air, if there's not enough microbes, it's going to go bad. And it's the good types of microbes. You got to kind of distinguish. Not all microbes are bad, which is what you know, anybody that just graduated college or you know you start talking with doctors. Almost every doctor they know or they're trained in pathogens. And those are the bacteria that are really heavily studied. Where your beneficials, there's so many of them that not a lot of them have been studied unless they're used in food.
Okay, so going forward. Eric Lancaster, are you suggesting that we add microorganisms to our soil? Is that what you're suggesting in this class?
Oh, yes. Yes, and as
okay.
many as you can.
All right. So let's talk about, you know, we've heard the commercials for Terraganics.com. Let's talk about one of your products that will work with the soil and let us understand how we apply this product and what it's going to do for us.
Okay. That would be the main product, I would say, would be our EM1. That's a microbial inoculant. So it's just basically a concentration of a specific group of microbes. The microbes in there are lactic acid bacteria, yeast, and photosynthetic bacteria. Mm-hmm. And your lactic acid bacteria you'll find in any yogurt. And you just look at a yogurt package and you'll see all these lactobacillus bacteria. Almost every single one that's used in yogurt is in our product. Yeast is the same type of yeast. It's a slightly different strain, but same type of thing that you use to make beer, wine, and bread. And then photosynthetic bacteria, what we use is different. It's a purple bacteria, but it's in the same family as the green stuff that you'll see on blue cheese. That's actually a photosynthetic bacteria. That's a green sulfur bacteria. So it's kind of similar. But the photosynthetic bacteria are found in every soil and water type on the planet. And they are kind of the magic in the mix, because they can work with air, without air, with light, or without light. They're amazing little creatures. And they kind of act like little solar panels. They'll take solar energy and convert it into things like vitamin A. But they form vitamin A in the form of retinin, which is readily available to humans, or animals, we should say, where carrots would normally have beta-carotene. Your body has to process that to make that vitamin A, to make it into, convert it into retinin. So these things are really, really cool when you start digging down and finding out what they do and how they do their thing, you know.
So are you saying that in order for the plant to uptake the elements, the nutrition, the fertility from the soil, in order to make healthy food, we have to have these microorganisms to pre-digest those materials? Is that what we're saying?
Yeah. If you had a sterile soil, the majority of the nutrients that you're applying are going to run off or gas off. So there's a very small amount that would actually be available to the plant. The microbes, when they're in the area where you're applying, like say we've got a row of corn and you're going to apply some fertilizer.
Well, I'll tell you what. Eric Lancaster is with us, Terraganics.com. He's the executive vice president. We're going to be talking about how to make your garden grow. We're setting the stage for why you need great soil, and we're going to tell you how to make that great soil when we come back, right after these announcements.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1-year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com. Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, we're talking about survival gardening. Eric Lancaster is the Executive Vice President of Terraganics.com, and we are going to build a garden right here, right now. Eric, we've talked about biochar on a previous class, and biochar works in concert with your EM1 product. Let's define what EM1 means. What does EM1 stand for? And then let's talk about how to use it and build this garden.
Okay, the EM in the name stands for effective microorganisms. It's a mixture of three different groups, main groups of microorganisms. There's about 30 different species in there. The original formula is from Okinawa, so like the recipe, if you will. And it came out to the market in 1982. And is now produced in 70 countries. It's distributed in about 130, last number I heard. So it's got
so, Eric, this is not a brand new product. This is something that's proven and that absolutely works, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Well, let's build a garden. So, Eric, what do we start with? If let's say I want to build a really simple garden. Let's say 5 feet by 5 feet, real small, just to get started to learn how to garden. And I want to plant some tomatoes and a little bit of lettuce and some radishes and some carrots. Real simple.
Okay.
How would we do that?
All right. First thing I look at is the soil. You know, what is the condition of the soil? Now, you don't want to go out and just buy a bunch of bagged soil because most of that soil is sterilized.
Mm-hmm.
So what you do is you look at what you have around for anything that would be organic matter. Organic matter would be dried plant material. So it could be wood chips, it could be dried grass, excess, you know, leaves. And then what I'll do is take that material and add EM to that. Right? We have this thing we call bokashi, just a fermented organic matter. So we would take EM, molasses, and water, and then this, like, leaves. Leaves are great because they're cheap. you know, you'd go through, you'd kind of mow the leaves with the lawnmower, chop them up real fine, mix up some of the EM, the molasses, and the water, and then put them all together and then put them in a tarp and let them ferment for a couple weeks, right? And then once that's all fermented, then you'll take that, and then you'll mix it in as much as you can with the soil that's in there. And in about a week to 2 weeks, the leaves will break down. Right, so then you know if you've got to plan ahead when you're doing this because you got to build soil, and then so do it like a month before you're planning on planting. So you could start this in like February or March, you know, or even now, right? Do it now to prepare for the spring, and then once you waited about a month, then what you would do is you'd select your seeds, and then what you'll do is you'll look at a seed treatment. All right, so that is taking a little bit of the EM, mixing it in with some water, and then you take your seeds and you soak, depending on the size of the seed, like really tiny seeds, you'd only soak it in this liquid for about 5 minutes. And then you just strain them out, and then you plant your seeds. All right, so getting the microbes right onto the seed helps to germinate faster. All right, and then you let your seeds start to sprout, and then once you start to see a little green in there, then what you'll do is you'll take a solution of EM and water, and if you can, use a little bit of a nutrient, like one of the things I love is fish emulsion. So that'll provide all your micronutrients, plus your nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. And what you do is you spray the plants just once a week, you know, as they're growing. And then what you could also do is keep applying, like if you get kind of what they call it is drenching the soil. So if you use a watering can, you just kind of water around the soil that way. Mm-hmm. And you'll be adding in nutrients, adding in your microbes. You've already added in a bunch of carbon. You know, if you had some biochar, you could add biochar right with the leaves when you started. You know, so that would be a real just standard, straightforward method. You could do other things, like you could add in, if you wanted to, you can make compost, amend the soil with compost, and also do with compost tea.
We're going to talk about composting and compost tea. That's T-E-A. Eric Lancaster's with us, Terraganics. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USAPrepares.com. We're talking about survival gardening, doing it the right way so you can have healthy survival foods. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
My name is Angie, and ever since my daughter had alternating diarrhea and constipation, she suffered from hair loss, listlessness, and was stunted in her growth. After getting her onto two supplements suggested by NutriPath, Stephen Huer, she has improved dramatically. Her stools have normalized, her hair and her body are growing again, and she's beaming. I credit the majority of her improvement to One World Whey.
Children love the taste of One World Whey, and their growing bodies are getting nature's best source of protein. Evidence shows that non-denatured whey protein powder is a better source of protein than meat, milk, or eggs. If you have finicky children and you want a protein that will support their growth, energy, and healthy brain function, One World Whey is a must for you to try. Kids prefer it over junk food. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
It's gonna be sliding. What are today's hot? Today I've got your take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Growing superfoods. Eric Lancaster's with us, and we are talking about survival gardening 101. And Eric, I just want to make sure I understand this. So we can take some leaves and rake them into a pile and add a liquid that is activated EM1 with water and some molasses and just leave it alone. And in weeks, it will start to break down the leaves into compost.
Right. Once you bury it into the soil, it'll start to break down.
Okay. All right. Now, there's lots of availability of bark and ground up trees from these tree cutters and the guys that do power line work and so forth. And can we also use wood chips from those ground up trees with leaves and bark and all that also?
Yeah. Now those are just like the leaves are, that they're really good sources of carbon.
Mm-hmm.
Carbon is one of your key things. So you're still going to need some other nutrients. That's where I was mentioning the fish emulsion, but you know, you mm-hmm. could use manures as well.
Manure, okay.
Manure is great, because it contains a whole bunch of carbon, but it contains different sugars, different, you know, whatever's left over from the feed that hasn't been digested.
Okay.
So you get your nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium. Then you also get a bunch of micronutrients and manures.
All right. Now, let me just ask you about manure. There's chicken manure, there's goat manure, there's cow manure, there's horse manure. Those are all the readily available types of manure. Is one better than another? And if so, for what reasons?
They are considered better in some reasons. And that's because, say, like chicken manure has higher ammonia than cow manure.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, sure does.
You also want to know what the animals were fed, because there are some persistent antibiotics that stay through the whole digestive system and end up in the manure. Right? And those could actually suppress or kill the bacteria in your soil. So if you put these out right away without any type of treatment, that the composting or fermenting, they're going to be high in volatile nitrogen, which would be ammonia, right, which will cause a burn on your plant. It's a chemical burn. But then, you know, you've also got these antibiotics that are residual in there. If you ferment them up with bacteria, and the fermentation happens, you'll know that it happens just by using your nose. If you don't smell ammonia 3 to 4 days after you've inoculated it with the EM, you know that at that point that it totally controls or it's starting the fermentation process. And that is basically, it's overpowering what the antibiotics are left over in there. So that ends up getting rid of that worry. The other worry that it gets rid of is the ammonia, you know, because it's controlled that ammonia. And what it's done is it's actually taken that ammonia, converted it to ammonium, and in a lot of ways, if you let it sit for a month or something like that, it'll actually produce a whole bunch of amino acids. All right, so then what's happened is you've taken this manure, like if you took straight manure or fresh manure, let's say, and spread it out into a field, your nitrogen content could go from, say, like 4 parts down to 1 if there's just a rain. Right, so you've lost a whole bunch of nitrogen value just because it's really active and gassy. If you ferment it, the material is actually, the nitrogen is actually preserved as part of the microbe bodies and as part of the amino acids. Right, it's like amino acids, you take a bunch of them and you mix them up and then you've got a protein. Right, proteins have amine groups, which are nitrogen. Right, so now what you've done is you've created a slow-release fertilizer by a fermentation.
So, Eric, are you saying that when farmers use something called a tine harrow or a drag, which would be the equivalent of dragging a chain-link fence flat on their field through cow manure and spread it around so it's not in big clumps, it's in little clumps all over the field, more distributed uniformly. Are you saying that if that manure gets sunlight, you're losing the nitrogen from that, and it's a bad practice?
Well, you walk out there, if it smells like ammonia, you're how many feet above the ground and you're smelling ammonia? That ammonia contains nitrogen, right? It's gassing off.
Yeah.
If you get a rain, the rain's going to actually come in and it'll go even more anaerobic, right, if you get a good rain, and then it's going to cause even more nitrogen to gas off. So, yeah, you do lose it.
Hmm. So farmers have a choice of having grass grow in clumps or losing some of the benefits of the manure if they spread it around.
Well, or they can come by and, you know, when you're doing that, you set up a spray rig right behind the chain. So you use the chain to smooth it out, and then you have a little spray rig that's spraying in your bacteria. And it's going to get in there and immediately start chomping down on the nitrogen and the phosphorus and all this stuff, and then start making vitamins and amino acids all right there.
Oh, I love it.
So that's the alternative is to come in and start inoculating with your bacteria that are going to make it more economical for you, because you're going to be preserving those nutrients right in the area where the plant's going to grow, right? And then those nutrients are available for the plant right away. Right? So then you're going to get a better growth.
Yep. Eric, when someone buys EM1, do they get an instruction sheet on how to use it?
We try to keep the printing stuff down, so we have everything up on our website. So we have application information based on what you're going to do. So there's a flower section, there's a orchard section, there's a turf grass section, there's greenhouse growing. So there's all little how-tos or solutions. And that's an extensive menu. And then we also have downloads, which include various recipes. Like I mentioned bokashi before. So how do you ferment up the organic matter? It's in there. The activation of the EM. You buy EM in a concentrate, and then you can grow that out by fermentation 22 times. So you end up with, you get 1 gallon of product, you end up with 22 gallons of product, and we have the recipe there. It shouldn't be a secret. Here you go. This is how you do it. And then there's other things like fermented plant extracts and something called EM5. So you can kind of combine different herbs or different, let's say, organically known or grown pesticides. So you take things like chrysanthemum. That's where pyrethiums are made from. And they have pyrethiums. Pyrethiums are a great insecticide. Well, you take that, you ferment it up in your activated EM solution, and now you've got a liquid pyrethium that you could go and use and spray. Right, so Eric, really, if you want to be self-sustainable, you start using these recipes.
Absolutely. And, Eric, what's it going to cost us as a, let's say, a someone who lives in the suburbs that might have a third of a quarter or a quarter of an acre to take care of all of the shrubbery and the garden and, let's say, the lawn? Do you have a thought on that?
Yeah, actually, we ran some numbers on that to figure out, how much would someone actually need to use on a yearly basis? It comes down to a gallon of EM1, because you can take that and grow it, and, you make the activation, right, and a gallon is only about $58. So you look at, for $58, I can turn around and I could basically make as much compost as my heart's content. I could spray all of my vegetables. I could spray my lawn. I could spray my trees if I have a little grapevine or something like that. I could spray all of this stuff. And you use that inoculant, and you can turn around. It's like if you're taking food waste and you want to treat the food waste for a garden, you can pretty much eliminate purchasing any fertilizer, but just using food waste. But you ferment it with our product. So you've gone to where you're not buying fertilizer.
Okay, so for $58, we can take care of our property for a year. And what's the comparison if we were to buy, just if we went to the Chinese factory outlet and bought some bags of fertilizer? Isn't that traditionally what people do? They just buy NPK in bags and spread it around, and that's how we've been taught.
Exactly. Now, look at, I haven't bought a bag of fertilizer in at least 15 years. I know more tonnage stuff because I work with commercial farms, but let's say a bag of fertilizer is going to cost you, $20?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's just nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium, and it's going to be, you look at the bag, is it a 5.55, a 10.5, they have all these weird numbers. And if you go too high, you're going to fry your plants. But the thing with those types of fertilizers is you're missing all the other micronutrients. You're not applying boron, magnesium, manganese, iron, even copper, selenium, sulfur, all those types of little nutrients. If you're deficient in any one of those nutrients, the other nutrients aren't going to be available because the plant can only take up at certain stages what's available to it. Right? So if you're just buying a bag of fertilizer, you're kind of missing the boat. Because your plants are going to end up lacking some nutrition, and when you're lacking nutrition, you're going to be more susceptible to disease and pests. So you want to put
Eric Lancaster, you're talking about not only are the plants going to be deficient, when we consume those plants, we are going to be deficient and more apt to get disease and bugs, if you will, correct?
Oh, yeah. Imagine if we tried to survive on three different nutrients.
You mean like macaroni and cheese and Coke?
Oh, don't forget hot dogs in there.
Coke and hot dogs.
But you think about it. If anything that's living needs more than just three nutrients.
Uh-huh.
You know, it, just look at what the makeup of a cell is. And a cell, whether, I don't care if it's a plant or if it's a worm or if it's a cow or if it's a person, there are more than just three nutrients in those cells. Right? So you need, every single thing needs, everything living needs a bunch of little micronutrients to function properly. And that's where, you know, natural, like manures are going to contain a whole broad spectrum of nutrients. The fish emulsion products are going to contain a broad spectrum. There's sea products. You'll find some concentrated ocean water products where they have every element in the periodic chart. Those help plants grow. Help.
Eric Lancaster, Terraganics, TerraganiX.com. We'll be right back in just a couple minutes.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standard for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, August 31st, 2012. Gold opened this morning at 1660.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,701.97, $850.99 for a half ounce, or $425.49 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,701.97, $850.99, and $425.49.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866 404 freeze-dry-guy.com. That's freeze-dry-guy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, I'm looking at TalkStreamLive.com, and it kind of gives us an indication of where we're going with the broadcast. And Eric Lancaster's topics today, Survival Gardening 101 is holding down 30% of the trending topics on TalkStreamLive.com. Eric, it sounds to me like what we're doing is we're taking a negative, which would be leaves. You know, what do we do with these leaves that fall from our trees on our property? And you know, if you live in the suburban environment or city environment, like what do you do with these leaves? So instead of it being a problem, you just compost them, and then it becomes a real positive because you turn it into highly effective fertilizer for your survival garden.
Right. Right. We like to kind of call it super soil.
Okay, super soil. I love it. Now, so that begs the question. Super soil with your Terraganics EM1 product. Compare that, please, if you will. If I just bought fertilizer, took the soil that I had. Let's say I have a suburban property and I want to grow that 5x5 garden. And I just take a shovel and I turn over the soil and I start planting some plants, lettuce, tomatoes, radishes, so forth. And carrots, and let's compare that with soil that I prepared with EM1 and compost. What results are we going to see?
First off, you'll see it right when you dig through that top soil. Normally, houses, developments, they strip off the good soil, cart it away, and then just kind of leave the junk there. Put on a real light top dressing of some type of soil and then plant grass. You know, where I live in the desert where, you know, they just plant rocks. But basically what you end up with is a bunch of junk that is not really going to grow anything, right? So you can get seeds to germinate, but they'll probably come up and then they'll die, right? So then you may get a couple plants that survive, but, you know, you're not really getting a really good growth. Now, let's say that they do survive. There's going to be a really high chance that you're going to start to get fungal problems. You know, you start might get powdery mildew. The leaves might start turning yellow as they grow. They might start turning black. You know, they just obvious, you know, problems with the plants. Now, flip that over and say, okay, you've gone in, you've amended the soil. So one, the soil should be really soft. Right, when you add in a good amount of organic matter to the soil will be really soft, so then the seeds will germinate in there. It's going to hold in moisture, right? And then when the seeds germinate and they start to put out little roots, the roots can drill right in through the soil and you'll see that the plants start to pop up, right? And they'll come out, they'll have a, you know, at first they'll be kind of like a light green, and then they'll start getting really dark, dark green. You want to have a really dark green plant because that's the sign that it's getting a lot of chlorophyll production. You want a big, broad leaf because you think of it as, like, that's the solar panel for the plant. That's where it's going to get a lot of nutrients from the sun. And it'll grow through the rest of the season where, I mean, you could get a bumper crop out of the same plant. You know, we've seen it with squash. Squash and cucumbers are notorious for powdery mildew. So you go through and you pick your crop and then they just keep producing. Of course, you know, that's the big joke with zucchini is, you know, please everybody take it. but I mean, I've had plants where I've measured them and they're over 9 feet in diameter and they keep producing, you know, and then what'll happen is it's like they'll set new roots and then that'll end up acting like a new plant too. So the only thing that's going to kill it at that plant when you get a really healthy soil is frost.
Eric, I can see it now. You're going to be at the Get Prepared Expo right here in Springfield, Missouri, November 3rd and 4th, and you're going to be giving a seminar. You're going to be overwhelmed with questions, and you're going to be, I can see it. You're going to be surrounded. You're not going to get a minute's peace. Eric Lancaster, Executive Vice President of Terraganics.com, thank you so much for being with us. And we're going to have to do Survival Gardening 102, 103, 104, and just keep going. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. And coming up next is Alex Jones.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.